We thank you on behalf of our pastors and our spoken word family. We welcome you, and may the word of God bless you exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can imagine. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go into prayer right now. Father, we thank you for this house, oh God, the spoken word church here in Tacoma, Washington, Father, that this is a house, Lord, that you dwell, where your word is being proclaimed to the north, the south, the east, and the west, Father. We thank you, Lord, that this house is a house of worship and of prayer and healing, oh God. And we welcome you, Lord, into this place, Lord. We pray that all those who need healing, Father God, in their spirit, their soul, and their bodies, we pray, Father God, that you will intervene in their behalf, Lord. Whatever it is that they're going through, Lord, we thank you that you are the great physician, the healer, Lord. And we just pray healing over every circumstance in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray over our pastors, Pastor Darrell Simmons and First Lady April Simmons, oh God, the shepherds of this house. We pray for them, Lord. We lift them up to you, Lord. We pray protection all around them, Father God, a wall of fire around them, Lord, to protect them in all their ways, oh God, in their comings and goings, Father God. We declare healing and blessing and deliverance in every area of their life, God. And for this house, Lord, for the spoken word church, the members, the congregation, those that are affiliated with this house, Lord, we pray that your hand be upon them, Lord, to protect them, Father God. We thank you that you make the crooked path straight in their lives, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Now, Father, we pray blessings over this service and over the minister today, Father God, that you will be a double portion today, Father God, in Minister Nicola, Father God, as she ministers your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray that your power comes through her, Lord, and that healing, that her hands be used for healing today, God. We thank you, Lord, for her and her family, Lord, that as she pursues Christ, Father, we follow her as she follows Christ in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for your children today, Lord. We bless them, Father God, the children of this house. We pray that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for them. Hallelujah. We thank you for the members, oh God, again. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for everyone that is affiliated with this house, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're about to do, Lord. We pray for those who are watching, Lord, who are listening, God, that you will just intervene in their behalf, God. May they get a word today that will change their lives forever, Lord. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for what you are about to do, Father. And we just give you all the honor and all the praise. In the name of Jesus. And everybody say amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, at this time, we're going to have our announcements. So go ahead and have your seats. Stay. Amen. We give you the glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Well, at this time, we are going to go into our canopy of protection. And here at the Spoken Word Church, Psalms 91 is our psalm for that. Amen. So let's go to Psalms 91 and let's read together. Amen. Amen. Let's read. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's my favorite psalm, is Psalms 91. Because he protects you. And if when you dwell with him, he's going to dwell with us. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, at this time, it's tithes and offering time. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I have a scripture for our giving today. And most of you probably know it already. Amen. All you scholars in the house. Proverbs 3:9. Amen. Can we get that on the screen? Proverbs 3:9. Hallelujah. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Amen. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified now. Honor the Lord with your capital and sufficiency from righteous labors and with the first fruits of all your income. Hallelujah. Honor the Lord with your righteous labors. Amen. Hallelujah. Honor the Lord, even with our finances. He's a king. And you know, it's royal protocol that when you visit a king, you're supposed to bring a gift. Amen. And the worth of the gift is what the king values of your person. Amen. Even the Magi, when they heard the star in the east, they brought gifts to Jesus. This little baby Jesus, they brought Jesus gifts. Because they knew, the Magi knew that they were looking for a king. And they found him. And they brought gifts. Amen. So we worship the Lord with our gifts. Amen. So at this time, let's prepare our hearts to give. And our usher, if you need an envelope, she will gladly give you one. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's stretch our hands to the offering. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for these gifts. We present them to our King in heaven. And we thank you, Lord, that these gifts are being used to build your kingdom, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you for the hands, everyone that gave, Lord. Bless them in return, Father God, in spirit, soul, and body. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the gifts, Lord. And we pray, Father God, that you will touch them mightily in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Now we're going to go into our confession of faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's read. People are standing in line to get into this church in this location, to hear the word of God. Every seat is filled in every service with expectations of signs, wonders, and miracles. Our Sunday morning service at 11 a.m., our Wednesday night service at 7 p.m., our intercessory prayer service every first and fourth Saturday at 9 a.m., and any other service that we might have. Every need in this ministry is met, and we are 100% tithe givers. All of our property is paid off in full, and we owe nothing to no man. Every member of this church is healed, healthy, blessed, and prosperous, and we are reaching the world with the gospel through our prayers and support. For this is a prosperous year for us. The doors of success have been opened. We shall succeed in everything in Christ. The doors of failure have been closed, and we shall not know defeat. For this is a prosperous year for us. The doors of success have been opened. We shall succeed in everything in Christ. The doors of failure have been closed, and we shall not know defeat. For this is a prosperous year for us. The doors of success have been opened. We shall succeed in everything in Christ. The doors of failure have been closed, and we shall not know defeat. And being fully persuaded that what he has promised, he was able to perform. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Well, right now, we are getting ready for the word. I hope you're ready, because Minister Nicole is ready. Amen. So let's give God a big hand for our Minister Nicole as she comes and ministers the word. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, to God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Good morning to each and every one of you, and good morning to those that have tuned in this morning. We are pleased that you are here with us this morning. We thank God for you as we are a unified body this morning. To God be the glory. Amen. Everyone doing well this morning? Amen. Amen. God has given us life this morning. Amen. We are here this morning, and we could say that, and not all has made it to see today. Amen. So that we can rejoice in. Amen. He has given us life this morning, life that we may come into his house to serve an almighty God. Amen. We just praise him this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Father. Father, we just come to you, O God. Father, I humble myself this morning, O God. I stand before your people, O God, as a vessel, Father, as your vessel, O God. Father, I ask that you use me this morning, O God, to deliver a message, Father, unto your people, O God. Father, let my words be your words, O God. As I decrease, O Father, may you increase in me, O Father. Holy Spirit, have your way in this service. Use me. Bring all things to remembrance in the name of Jesus. Father, I just thank you, O Father, that this word, O God, the Logos, Father, the Rhema, O God, may go forth this morning, O God, penetrating the hearts of your people, O God. penetrating my heart, O God. Father, that we may leave today, Father, as a changed people, O God. Father, bless this service, God. Father, use me as I have studied to show myself approved, O God. We give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All is well. Amen. 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 You guys still with me? Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. I'm curious to know. I did that purposely. I'm curious to know what went through your mind while I was up here and then walked away. What went through your mind? Go ahead. Anything.
For me, it was like, just wait.
Just wait. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anybody else?
Where did
I go?
I was thinking you were going to probably go inquire of the Lord something.
Inquire of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Did you have something?
That's not like her.
That's not like me. Amen. Amen. Those are all correct answers. Amen. And I purposely did that for this reason, which brings me to the title of today's message. And that title is, Where Art Thou? Amen. See, there can be an order that is set in place. We can be in alignment. We can be in the Word of God. We could be running the race, amen, and easily leave the presence of God. We don't have to be a backslider to leave the presence of God. All it takes is to leave him out of our actions, out of our doings, out of our decisions. Amen. This morning, the Lord is asking us one question. And that one question is, where art thou? Where are you? Where am I? It's an individual question to both the believer and the non-believing believer. Well, we know what a believer is, amen, a believer that who believes in Christ, amen, but what is a non-believing believer? We've had Pastor mention that before, and some have asked, what is a non-believing believer? Because how can you believe in the Lord and still be a non-believing believer? An example in the word of the Lord is Doubting Thomas. Amen. Doubting Thomas. Thomas walked with Christ. He served with Christ. Yet he had to physically see the piercing of Christ to believe that it really was Jesus. Amen. See, sometimes we could be in Christ and not fully believe everything he says, amen, says that we are, amen, not fully trusting God at his word. But what causes us to get off track, to simply walk away, to believe less than what God says? This morning, the Lord is going to teach us how easy it is, amen, to get caught up in what we hear, what we see, that will cause us to leave the presence of the Lord. Well, how can we leave the presence of the Lord? Well, we know that the Lord resides here, amen? The Lord resides in Spoken Word Church. How easy is it for us to just get up and walk out, amen? We can leave the presence of the Lord. We walk away leaving him to ask, where art thou? Where are you? He says this morning to me, he says, Nicola Herrero, where art thou? Where art thou in your spiritual walk with me? Where art thou in your giving, in your marriage, in your relationship with your children, with humanity? Where art thou in with your compassion, your servitude? Where art thou in your mindset? Amen? And in his asking, he's going to encourage us and equip us that we may be able to discern his still small voice from the subtle voice of the serpent. Amen? In 2 Kings, the word of the Lord talks about the prophets and Elisha. And they were in a land that, you know, they needed more. Okay, so the prophet. Using an axe that was borrowed, and they're chopping away, and they're over the water, and the axe head falls off and falls into the water. And so they yell, "Alas, Master! You know, Master, we've lost the axe head, and it was borrowed." Now, the man of God, Elisha, you know, they're over the water. He could very easily see that the axe head would have fallen in the water. Amen? But he turns and he says, "Where? Where have you lost it?" Amen? And they say, "Here. Here." Sometimes, We don't need to go back to the past, amen, to visit. Remember, we've broken free from the past, amen. But sometimes we do need to backtrack, amen. We need to retrace our steps, amen, to see where we are in Christ. Hallelujah. Sometimes we need to do that to see where it is that we've lost our drive for Christ, our enthusiasm to serve. Amen? Amen. This morning, if you would turn with me, we're going to go back to the beginning. We are retracing our steps. Amen. And we're going to start at the beginning. If we could go to Genesis chapter 3, beginning at the first verse. And I am reading from the NIV this morning. Hallelujah. And if you would stand with me for the reading of the word. Amen. The word of the Lord says, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, 'Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?'" You may take your seats this morning. Now the serpent was more crafty. That means he was more subtle. Amen. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" The serpent was more subtle. That means he took his time. He took his time and he crept his way. He was very observant. Amen. He was observant. That means he watched. He watched and he listened. And he waited until Adam wasn't around, and then he spoke. See, Adam and Eve were together, but he waited. The serpent waited for Adam to leave, and then he spoke to Eve. To this very day, the serpent watches us. Amen. He watches us when we tend to feel lonely, when we're weakened, when we're frustrated. It could be when we're angry or in question about things. Amen. Because we are human. These things we experience. Amen. But he waits until we are in a vulnerable state, and then he makes himself known. How do we know that? Because our thoughts begin to change. Amen. Our thoughts begin to change. Our thought process begins to change. The serpent had to have known what God said to Eve to even ask her, did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden? Which means the serpent knew the word also. Amen. Did God really say? And see, in his craftiness, in his subtleness, what he was really saying to Eve is, let me see if you really know what you say you know. Let me see if you really know what you claim to know. Let me see if you're sure about this. Let me see if you're confident, if you're fully persuaded in this, Eve. Let me see. Two, the woman said to the serpent, we may eat from the trees in the garden. But God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die. Right here, Eve, what she's doing is she's confirming what God has said. Amen. She's saying to the serpent, yes, I'm sure that this is what God said. She doesn't only confirm what God has said, but she's also clear on what God said the outcome would be if she did eat the fruit from the tree, that she would surely die. Amen. So she confirmed what God said, and she confirmed what the outcome was. But how many times have we said what God has said? How many times have we confirmed what he has said to us, that we've repeated his word back unto him? Amen. Showing him that we understand, showing him that we have the revelation and the knowledge of what he has said, that we are in agreement with him, and that we've gone and done something different. Amen. How many times have we done that? We've done the opposite. Amen. As if God has lied. And then we find ourselves trying to justify our very actions, trying to reason with God. Amen. Or make excuses. Let's go on. Number four. Here the serpent is saying, you will not certainly die. The serpent said to the woman, For God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. See, the serpent knew what God spoke, but now he's adding a twist to it to lure her in. Because he knows if he could just snag her a bit, amen? It's like the toehold, right? Once he gets a toehold, then he can get a foothold on us, amen? So he's luring her in to get her to believe otherwise. He's baiting her, is what he's doing. And he changed just a little bit of what was said. He kept it right below the line so that it wasn't obvious. Amen. A subtle form of manipulation. See, we won't always see the subtle form. Amen. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and she ate it. And then she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it also. See, when the serpent initially asked Eve about the tree, she knew exactly which tree the serpent was referring to, which means Eve had to have seen this tree before. Amen? But now all of a sudden, amen, after listening to the serpent, this tree has become more desirable. Amen? More desirable, pleasing. Now she sees that it's full of wisdom, amen? It became even more enticing for her just because she heard the voice, amen? So she ate of the tree, and then she went and she gave it to Adam. She went and she gave it to her husband so that he can eat it also. And I find it that it's amazing that God can say one thing, amen? He could say one thing to us, and someone else can say another, and we would believe the other. Amen? Amen? He could, this is Almighty God, all-powerful God, all-knowing God. But we would go and listen to the other voice. Amen? These are things that are happening in today's society. The conditions of the heart, amen? The conditions of the world. Verse 7. The eyes of both of them, of Adam and Eve, were opened, and they realized that they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and they made coverings for themselves. Here we could see that knowing the word of God, knowing what God has said, reading his word in his word, is not enough. That we must also operate, have discernment, amen? Because there are serpents out there. There are even believers out there. Hear this by the Spirit. There are serpents out there, but there are also believers out there that know how to use the Word of God to manipulate. Amen? They know how to use the word of God, right? Because we've read the serpent knew the word. He knew the word, and he took it and formed it and used it as a form of manipulation. Amen? So there are believers out there that know the word, that know how to use the word of God to manipulate the people, to manipulate God's people for selfish gain. To take the very word that God has said and put just a subtle twist on it. To get us to do the opposite of what we know we heard God say. Just like Eve. She knew what she heard God say. But because the serpent put a subtle twist on it, she listened. And these believers that use the word of God to manipulate, it's because they have ulterior motives. Amen? The wolf in sheep's clothing. But we must be able to discern whose voice we will listen to. The word of the Lord says, or the Lord says, my sheep know my voice. Well, Eve knew the voice of God, amen. We know his voice, but will we follow the instruction? Because there is a difference between hearing the voice of God and following the instruction. Both of their eyes were opened. Seven again, the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Now here they are, they've listened to the serpent, and their eyes are open now. And now that their eyes are open, they want to go and cover themselves. They want to cover up who they've become. See, they didn't want to cover up who they were, right? Who they are. They wanted to cover up who they became. A believer in disguise. Amen? See, we have churches all over the world today. We have churches whose members, whose leaders have left because they've listened to the subtle voice. The subtle voice that agrees with their flesh, their emotions, their feelings. Those that have been convinced by the voice, who have become naked. Now naked because they've deserted their covering. Amen? They've deserted their godly covering, but are now trying to cover themselves. See, when we're covering up, when we're making excuses, when we're doing the opposite of what God has said, we've sown fig leaves together. Amen. But it's only a matter of time that when the storm winds blow, amen, when the winds blow and blow and blow, those fig leaves are going to get withered away. Amen. They are going to be gone. Amen. And eight. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Now they're hiding. They're hiding. Now this is a perfect example of how we can be very aware of what we're doing when we claim to do as Christ, amen, but are doing things contrary to Christ. That's a perfect example. Because they were with Christ, amen. They knew his word, his very word that they spoke to him. But then they did the opposite, and now they're hiding from him. See, I'm not talking about us being a perfect people, but I'm talking about the ones that continue to listen to the voice of the serpent. Again, then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you? Where art thou? Where are you?" Now this is God himself amongst them. Amen. This is God Almighty, God who knows everything, God who sees everything. Amen. He knew exactly where Adam was. He knew exactly where Eve was. He knew what state of mind Adam was in, what they've done. But he called out. He says, "Adam, where are you? Where are you? Where art thou?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden. And I was afraid. I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." See, God, he could have went and pulled Adam and Eve from where they were at. He could have went straight up to Adam and said, what have you done? He could have went to Eve and said, what have you done? What have you given to Adam? What caused this? Amen. But he didn't. He said, "Adam, where are you?" And then when Adam replied, he says, "Why were you hiding?" He says, "Who told you that you were naked?" God says, "Adam, who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." See, God could have went and he could have taken Adam from where he was, but instead, what God did was he asked a question. He asked a question. He said, "Adam, where are you? Where art thou, Adam? What have you done?" And then he waited. Why? Why did he wait? Why did God wait? He could have brought both Adam and Eve together and said, "Hey, Adam and Eve, what have you done?" But no, he went to Adam first. See, it's an individual thing, amen? He went to Adam and he said, "What have you done? Did you eat from the tree I commanded you not to eat from?" And then he simply waited. He wanted to make the crooked thing straight, amen, with Adam. He wanted to deal with Adam. So he asked the question and he waited. But why did he wait? Because God needed a confession. Amen. He needed Adam to open his mouth and confess to him. He needed Adam to confess to him where he was at, what state of mind he was, what caused him to do what he did. Amen? It's an individual thing. Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" See, now he's going to her. Individual. This morning, the Lord is asking, "Where art thou, individually. Amen. He's saying, Jackie, where art thou? Nicola Herrera, where art thou? Where art thou? He went to Eve and he said, what is this that you have done? Now he's looking for Eve's confession. Amen? Because in order for God to work with us, in order for God to take us from where we are to where, to our expected end, amen, we have to confess to him what we are dealing with, what our struggles are, what we are encountering, amen. See, there's no need to hide, amen. We could give it to the Lord. We could say, this is where I am at today. This is where I am struggling. This is where I need help. This is where I need growth. This is where I need change. He's waiting for us to open our mouth and confess so that we can move the hand of God. Amen? He says, what is this that you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me. And I ate. And today, as we could see, we are living the consequences of their actions. Amen. It's a domino effect. Our individual decisions, our choices, our individual walk with Christ affects everyone. But here, the root is the deception of the subtle voice that they chose to act upon. In closing, in a time such as this, the conditions of the hearts of people, the conditions of the world, many are being deceived. Many are being deceived by the subtle voice of the serpent. The subtle voice that says, there's no need to go to a house of God. There's no need to go to a temple. You could stay at home. You are the church. You could stay at home. There's no need to fellowship. There's no need to physically open up the Word of God. You could just turn on the radio and listen to it. There's no need to go and serve. Amen. The subtle voice that says, God knows your heart. Just stay home. Amen. There are many things taking place in the world today, even with COVID-19. Amen. In the beginning, it was new to us. But over a period of time, we've had to make adjustments. Amen. We've had to make adjustments so that we could continue to live life. Amen. But there are those that continue to use it as an excuse to pull back from God. Amen? To minimize, to limit themselves from serving, from going out, from compelling those to come. Amen? From partaking. The subtle voice. Amen? But see, God's voice, the word does not say God's voice is a subtle voice. Amen. The word says that God's voice, he says, it's a still, small voice. But the voice of the serpent, it's clear. It says it's a subtle voice. We have to use discernment to know the difference between the two. Amen. To be aware of the two. Amen. It's not a subtle, sly voice. We have to remain rooted and grounded, amen, committed to Christ. Amen. We must be sure of the difference. See, the serpent told Eve, "You shall not surely die." He told Eve that. You won't die if you eat from there. You won't die. You surely won't die. That serpent that is out there can tell us many things. Amen. But see, this serpent told Eve that she would not surely die, but he made a statement only God has the power to ensure. Amen. Let us be wise. Let us be wise in our doings, in our hearing. Now the serpent, here's a couple things. The serpent actively stalks his prey. Actively. That means he is active. Actively, always, he stalks his prey. And he patiently waits for his prey to get closer before it attacks. Okay, that means, you know, we go from the natural to the spiritual, amen? That means we are constantly being watched. We are the very prey of the serpent. Amen? And he is constantly on us, constantly watching us, and he patiently waits for its prey to get closer. How do we get closer? By hearing a little. And then hearing a little bit more, and then doing a little bit more. See, as we get closer to that, we're getting further away from Christ. Amen? But he patiently waits for his prey to get closer to attack. And then when he does, he slowly swallows its prey whole. Whole. Nothing gets away. The serpent is a universal symbol. Universal. That means anywhere you go, it's a universal symbol of evil, of destruction, poison, and death. That means if it can happen here, it can happen there, it can happen out there, wherever. Another state, a continent, universal, which means we must be aware of the serpent. Amen? God is asking, where art thou? Why are you hiding? Who told you? And he's waiting for us to confess that he can make the crooked things straight today. Let us be encouraged that the Lord loves us enough to have given us life today that we may do so. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. This morning today, for those that are tuning in, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, salvation is of the Lord. If you are choosing today to hear the voice of God rather than listen to the subtle voice that says that you do not need a Lord and Savior. Salvation can be yours today. And all you have to do this morning is just to say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart this morning. I am open to receive you right now as my personal Lord and Savior. I believe and I confess with my mouth that you have died and you were buried and you have risen and you live forevermore. And all your sins have been washed away. You are a new creature in Christ. Amen. If you have done that this morning, we celebrate you today. We thank God for you this morning because he leaves the 99 and he goes back for the one. And this morning you are the one. Hallelujah. If you are one that know Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, but you have pulled back from him, you have pulled away, and this morning you want to rededicate your life unto him, this morning we can do that with you as well. And all you have to do is say, Lord God, forgive me. Father, here I am today, and I am rededicating myself unto you in the name of Jesus. This morning, he celebrates you like the prodigal son. When the prodigal son returned, he threw a party. Amen. We celebrate you today, and we thank God for you, and we say, blessings be upon you. And please do not let it stop there. Get connected with a church. Amen. And if you do not have a home church, you are welcome here. We would love for you to come and be part of Spoken Word Church. Amen. So this morning we say blessings, blessings, blessings upon each and every one of you. We say to God be the glory this morning. Amen. Can we give a hand praise to the Lord? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And before we close out, before we leave, it was brought to my attention, amen, that we do have a family, amen, that has decided on membership, amen, with us, amen. Brother Watkins, would you come forward, please? Amen. Can we give the Lord a hand, praise? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Brother Watkins, go ahead and turn, sir. Amen. We just bless you, Brother Watkins and your family. His beautiful wife, Sister Tia, and their son, Lincoln, amen, have decided to become members of Spoken Word Church. And we just thank God for this family because they could have gone anywhere, amen. Amen. But they were in agreement, amen, that this is where God has placed them, and they're making that covenant, amen, by saying, we want membership, amen. So if we could just extend our hands, and we're going to go ahead and pray, amen, over Brother Watkins and his family, amen. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, God. We thank you, Father, for this beautiful family, Father, God, who has chosen membership, Father. We thank you, Father, for adding unto this church, God, that together we may build your kingdom in the name of Jesus. Father, bless this family for responding, Father, to only what you, Father, could have placed in their hearts, oh God. Father, bless their home, their health, Father, their finances. God, bless them in their comings and in their goings, Father. We thank you, oh Father, that our brother Larry here, Father, is a house band man, oh God. And we just thank you for them, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may have your seat. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Larry. And we're going to go ahead and you'll be getting some information on new members. Amen. New members class. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, let's stand as we close. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Father, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your word unto day, O God. We thank you, Father, that it is revelation, Father, unto us, O God. We thank you, Father, that as we leave this place, God, we leave, Father, but we know, Father, to remain in your presence, O God. Father, we thank you, Father, that this word this morning, O God, is a word that will cause a self-examination, O God, for us to do better, Father, to serve you better, O God, that we may reach our expected end, O God. We ask that you bless us in our comings and in our goings. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Until we meet again, bless you. Amen.
Hello.